Brand new app. Another week, Brothers Uncovered.
Episode 8 now, 2 months in, babies.
I'm feeling a little awkward today, and I want to acknowledge it off the bat. Mm-hmm. I want to get in there. If you're viewing this on YouTube, you will know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to be as descriptive as possible. I'm wearing a retro football jersey.
Yes. I did wonder what was going on today. I can't lie.
Let me stop you. I started to think I'm wearing plain black t-shirts way too much. Okay, I'm starting to look like Simon Cowell out here. You know, he has like the same 5 t-shirts, same 5 jeans. Yeah. That's him. So I want to jazz it up a little bit. Obviously, me and Ash, our dad's Nigerian. I was like, I know what I'm going for. Retro Nigerian football jersey. Mm. Boom. I'm seeing a lot of people bop like jerseys with jorts at the moment. That seems to be a little bit of a trend going on. I was like, let me try it.
You've got the Nigerian football top.
You don't say what I think you're about to say.
I'm about to say it. I went online and typed in Nigerian retro football jersey. And I went for the one, well, basically that was in the sale. And I was buzzing. Turns out it's only today, after wearing it for a good few hours, that Perry points out that I'm wearing, it's a slivering top, as in slivering the house from Harry Potter. I was trying to wear a Nigerian football top, and I've accidentally bought the Harry Potter and Puma collab, and I'm wearing a flipping slivering football jersey. And I only knew when Perry pointed it out. I saw green and white and just assumed it's got to be Nigerian. And yeah, it hasn't.
So good.
It hasn't quite worked
so
out.
So good.
You legitimately thought.
Legitimately thought
that was a Nigerian.
I don't follow football, clearly.
It's a Nigerian.
No, it doesn't matter, Jordan. It's called reading. Because it's got slivering on it.
Also, why is that popping up when you type in Nigerian football?
Yeah, that's
exactly. That's my point. They're tripping people up.
Yeah, man. It's
they're
really
tripping
crazy.
People up. Because if I didn't say anything, if I covered up the slivering and maybe the snake. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Right, guys. I don't know what the national Nigeria football's mascot is. Could be a python or something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
How am I gonna know? Oh, I just genuinely thought. I was just trying to represent a little bit.
Yeah. Jordan Maioa band.
And it just hasn't quite worked out the way. Nice top though.
I was just about to say it's a nice top.
It's nice.
And did we do like a little test for what house we'd be in on Harry Potter a little while ago?
Of course we did.
Yeah, because I did. Have you ever done one? I was in Slytherin.
What's your? Mm. You can have this then.
Yeah, you can.
What was you in?
Ravenclaw. What's that? Why is that funny?
It's pretty.
Oh, here we go.
If you're gonna pick a house, that's the last one you do.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably pick Hufflepuff goes after that, I think.
Wow, your priorities.
Anyone ask me what I was in?
I was in Gryffindor.
You was in Gryffindor, weren't you?
Yeah, but Gryffindor's a stuck-up arseholes, really. Yeah.
It's fine with me.
It is.
It's better than Ravenclaw.
Arrogant.
Ravenclaw!
No one wants to be in Ravenclaw.
Exactly.
Really?
No one wants to be in Ravenclaw.
I'm going to be honest. I actually went back on Puma to look. Yeah. They didn't even have a Ravenclaw jersey.
Here we go.
They didn't.
Go.
It was just Gryffindor and Slytherin.
Exactly.
So you're out of luck.
Shut up.
But if you do fancy a Slytherin one, 2XL guy in spare if anyone wants it.
We'll bring you into the squad.
I really
also do want to say a big thank you to everyone who's recently joined us. Because like Pell said, it's been a couple months now, Brothers Uncovered. It's gone really quick, 8 episodes down. But I keep seeing comments on like TikTok and stuff and people going, oh, I love this clip, or I saw this, I saw that. It made me go and binge every single ep.
Oh,
and so
nice.
Like anybody who's like joined us from socials as opposed to like just finding the podcast and then locked in for all of them, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Well, unlucky for you, now you've got to wait a whole week in between. So you've also messed it up for yourself.
Do you know what I love
as well? You
should
have spaced it out a little bit.
We're growing. I feel like the audience is growing. Like people are sort of like.
I thought you meant as people.
No,
it's a little deep.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. Whoa.
Yeah, we're getting bigger.
Jules trying to wear a Nigerian jersey. He's really growing as a person. Really growing.
No, but it is true. Like we're getting more and more people come back to watch. I feel like we're getting people who are just genuinely invested. Like, and it's been 2 months. 2 months ago, if I'm being honest, the pod just felt like a sort of like an idea. And now we're here. I know it sounds silly. We're our own pod. I'm seeing our clips out there. And can
translation,
I just,
you didn't think it was going to work.
If I'm being honest, I had no idea that us three sitting and talking nonsense for a little while every week, people would be interested in. But they are. And especially, can I add, your stories. People are loving them,
bro. People love you.
Like, I'll be honest, listen.
And we're talking about Jord here, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, like, I'm going to give you a rare compliment, all right? We're always on the tour bus, always out and about. We, in DV, we know... never skip a Jord story. And I feel like it's now becoming out there in the world to never skip a Jord story.
Well, you guys, you just lived out a story with me in real time. That it took me all day to realise I was wearing the wrong football top.
A stupid story, but still a story.
Give it a couple years, I'll revisit this story. Everybody, like we said, who's watching, liking, subscribing, all that jazz, please keep doing it. It really helps. We love you for it. Before we get into any would you rathers, it's time for the oath.
Let's do it.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
In 3, 2. We swear on Perry's life that we will answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Let's talk. Glastonbury. It's kicking off. Kicking off this week. I think it starts on the Wednesday.
I say, why are you bringing on Glastonbury? You don't like.
Well, okay. Whoa. Don't worry. We're heading towards the reason I don't like festivals. Oh, okay, but I'm just saying, it's the biggest thing that I'm seeing. I've never actually just been to a festival. You two haven't been to, just no, gone.
I've,
right?
not, I've not been to a festival. I've been camping.
Okay.
Yeah. Once in Mersey with my family.
How was that?
It was good. They went to a fair when we was there. And I won a fish that died on the journey back. So that was a real traumatic experience. You know what? I've never been back to Mersey, and I think I've not known it, but I think that's why.
Poor trauma.
Yeah, real trauma.
Have you ever been to a festival?
No, but I've been camping too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you been camping?
I did my all the way up to my Silver Duke of Edinburgh Award.
I did some hiking,
set up, cooked on a Trangia. And I actually...
On a what?
I think it's called a Trangia.
Oh, I think you've made that up.
Like a stove?
Yeah, wait.
What is a Trangia?
You better be right.
A Trangia is a type of portable alcohol-burning camping stove known for its simplicity, durability and windproof design.
So as I said before, if you want information, come to me and you can cook on Duke of Edinburgh camping trips with a Trangia.
Yeah, nice.
Trangia. Yeah? So yeah, and I also, I had one of these incidents when I was camping actually where I went out to go toilet from my tent, it was dark, came back, climbed in the tent, and realised that it wasn't mine, and then someone started screaming.
Oh, that old excuse, was it?
No. Oh, was it your one? Sorry. Oh, whoa. Get out of my tent. Sorry, I've lost my Trangia. Can I use yours?
I genuinely did climb into the wrong tent. So,
insane.
I got kicked out of Duke of Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah, so I was too disruptive.
Do you know what's insane about that? In my school, you had to be smart enough to go on like trips like that. So like, what? There was kids that was going swimming in my school. But you had to be like smart enough to then be allowed to go. So all of us
you had to be smart enough to learn on life skills.
Yeah, so all of us freaking dumb fucks are drowning.
They're already stupid. We're all stupid. Teach you to swim.
We're just not allowed to swim.
Who was your teacher, Coach Carter?
Yeah. You're all crazy. Isn't that mad?
What is going on?
Yeah,
bro,
any like extracurricular thing. You had to be in like.
You don't pass the test, you can't play ball. That is mental.
Isn't that mad?
It's everything about festivals that bother me. Like, first of all, it's like the people. Like, including the artists, you know?
Wow.
What does that mean, though?
What does that mean?
Because an artist turns up and they go a bit festival style as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll be there in, like, I don't know, like, borderline, like, glittery underwear and Doc Martens. And like, are you ready? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for you to go home. Like, shut up. Like, annoys me for a start. The festival goers irritate me. You know, they're all smelly, flipping, getting hyper and chucking bottles of pee around.
Whoa.
I see a viral
really
clip
attacking
that.
A whole culture.
No.
What happened to being
also,
happier?
The vendors. The food trucks and stuff. Because they always try and get a bit jazzy and current. Like, you'll go there and it'd be like, oh, we've got an IPA beer, but it's Dubai chocolate flavoured. And I'm like, and it costs £18. Do you know what I mean? It's all that kind of stuff.
What happened to being happier, Jude?
Yeah, I did sell.
And why have you got this such a strong opinion if you've never actually experienced one properly?
Because we've been to enough of them, performed at enough.
Yeah,
of them.
We performed at a lot, but the treatment is very different to.
Yeah, no, everyone's loved it. We're looked after really well because we're performing and stuff. But like I said, just the entire festival scene, I do just find it a bit irritating, a bit smelly, and very overpriced.
But one thing I would say is some of those open air performances, like it's not always festivals, but those big sort of like open air performances, some of the best things we've ever done. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, experience-wise. I'd say
some of the best, and I'd also say some of the worst performances we've ever done, too.
Yeah, we've had some
real crazy times. And, like, who goes to a festival to watch a dance act?
That was Chase's status, and now we've got diversity!
Wait, I'm going to back us here. When we go, I believe that, like, a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of people come to see us, obviously, but then at the same time, there are people that are there thinking, like you just said, like, they're a dance act. But when we go, the energy's always crazy.
No,
the energy's always lit.
And to be fair, we headline a lot, and it's
The crowds are dope. Like, you think we do those sets, 20 minutes, half hour, and the energy is always top tier. Mm-hmm. So I've got to give it to the crowds, man. I've got to give it to festivals. Yeah, like, I know there's some dodgy things about them sometimes, but I don't know, man, I like doing them.
Do you remember that time when we performed? And if I'm honest, I don't want to say the name of the festival. Mm-hmm. It wasn't our best performance. It's when we had a slightly slanted stage.
I remember.
It was in basically, the stage was in basically like two parts. Yeah,
it would never leave me.
And it was, I think the stage was, I would say at a maximum, 8 inches tall. So we was eye level with everyone we were performing.
You know, it was a bit sus because the floor was carpeted.
Yeah. there was a festival stage that's carpeted, you know something's wrong. Yeah. And then not only was the stage bad, the sound system bad,
awful,
the performance therefore was bad, when we tried to leave.
Let me just give some context on that as well. I remember turning up and then them going, can we have your music? Because a lot of these festivals, like, people probably think it's crazy organised, but they're not. Like, you turn up, you give your tracks, you go on, it's all a bit raggo, but like it all seems to just fall into place. I remember turning up and them saying, do you have your music? And then me saying, oh yeah, and trying to give them like my laptop or like a little USB stick, and like, oh no, we'll just play it off your phone. And I remember thinking,
that's not ideal.
I remember thinking, so you're going to just, you, what if it rings?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
so you're going to plug my phone in for a half an hour set and play
your
music.
You'd be lucky. You've never got battery. Have you got battery right now?
No, it's on charge. Next
See?
That's insane.
I need to get like a power bank.
No, you should just a normal
charger. Charge your phone.
Yeah, but even if I do charge my phone, you know that thing when your phone doesn't quite charge and I have to wiggle the wire and wrap it around the phone?
Yeah, okay, a new charger is what you need.
No, it's the connection that's wrong.
No, so then a new phone is what you need.
No, I do. So I need to go, and I kind of blow into the charge.
That also shows your age. That don't do anything.
It does.
That's the same as blowing a plug.
Yeah, it's an iPhone, not Nintendo 64. Like, what?
Yeah, I choose to blow the cartridge, didn't you, when you put it in?
I just get a new phone.
I know I need to get a new one. Yeah. What am I rocking? I think I've got the 12. I was using something the other day and it said, doesn't support this browser. I'm like, whoa.
Easy player.
It was this guy.
That's on a pop-up, did you?
This guy's on the hub. This guy's...
No, I'm not on it.
Listen, it's going to take a dark turn. So we don't know what Ashy Man is doing in his spare time.
I just saw that crumble. Did it support the browser? I should not have said that. Your phone, can't use it at a festival. Mm-hmm. Not very organised. When we try to leave...
That festival was horrible.
Bearing in mind, it's been an awful performance. Mm. Everyone there is drunk by this point. Drunk, screaming, shouting, and then our coats get stuck in the mud for about... How long was we stuck there for?
Oh, it's got to be half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, we were stuck. Wheels just turning. But people going... We just wanted to get out, wanted to drive off, and the wheels just going...
Oh my God, please tell the story of the guy that you had to have a go at the festival.
Oh, no.
Please. I know I've dropped you in here.
No, it's horrible.
I would say it's possibly one of... It's one of the most embarrassing stories of all time.
I hate this story. It's one of the earth to swallow me up. So my mum is our diversity manager. Yeah. She's like our mummager, always has been. And, oh, my gosh. I said she was really upset, basically, because a guy, cut a long story short, someone had a go at her. She was asking for the music to be a certain level, and I think he'd said to her, be quiet or something.
And he was really rude to mum.
He was really rude to our mum.
I know he was stressed out. He was really rude to mum.
But, like, listen, I don't care what it is. No one's being rude to my mum, right? So I said...
You tell him,
please. No, it's true. Let's not even... Ooh, you know what it's like.
Yeah,
being rude
straight
to
up.
That's straight.
So... I went out into where all the crew are, went through the crowds, went to where the crew sit, where they're doing the music. And I told the guy to come and apologise to my mum. And I said, no, not after, like now, because we're leaving. This is before we got stuck in the mud. I told the guy to come and apologise. So he walks through with me and he says to my mum, sorry. And my mum says, no problem. He walks off. And then my mum leans up to me and says, Ash, that was the wrong guy.
Because he looked so confused while he was apologising.
And I just thought that he was maybe, like, a bit, like, I don't know, like, embarrassed or whatever.
Why accept that fate? When you know it's not you.
But what I learned afterwards is that the actual guy, I think they were friends, but the actual guy was standing behind him at the crew area and just looked away.
He did that Homer Simpson step back into the bush.
Dodge thing. So basically, he let his friend, he let his boy take the rap, and the other guy came just thinking, do you know what, I'll just like settle this fire because I know that like I don't want any problems. So the other guy just stood there, head down, let his friend come, apologise on his behalf and go back, and then it weren't even him. But then, to be fair, I did find the guy before we left. Like, not the actual guy, but the guy that come and said sorry. And I was like, bro, I had no idea. Sorry, you know, it was all good. Great. But you know when you want the world to just swallow you up.
I do think performing at one is what is cool. Sometimes you might have a little bit of upset. You might get a story like that. The best one that I've witnessed of someone who's really happy to be there. Mm. Myself and Perry, we hosted Kistri Festival once a couple of years ago now. Mm-hmm. Is it H2O where that song goes, oh, what's it going to be?
What's it going to be?
Yeah. Right, that song, right? So, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, obviously, that's a huge song, but I just don't know how much H2O are performing these days.
But they
go to a festival like Kistry, and everyone, they might as well be flipping.
It's the biggest act. It's the biggest act.
They might as well be flipping through Dua Lipa,
yeah.
Everyone's going crazy. And what's it going to be is obviously by far their biggest song. So now they've gone up on stage, they've started their set. Now, some of the production has come to find me and Pyrrha, like, right, you guys, you're going on and you're hosting after H2O. Their last song is What's It Gonna Be? Hear your microphones, wait at the side of stage. There are thousands and thousands of people out there, right? People. Crowd's going crazy because obviously their set's going on. I'm chatting to Pyrrha, like, all right, you're cool, we'll come out, we'll say a little bit, get the crowd hyped, film a little, like, I don't know, we'll do like an Insta story or something, and then we'll introduce, I think it was Damage who was on next, so I'm a big fan of Damage. So I was a bit nervous about that as well, right? Whilst they're singing What's It Gonna Be, there's that part right near the end, just at the end chorus.
The biggest note.
The biggest note where the girl goes, H2O, like, belts it. This is the pinnacle of their performance. Pyrrha, not realising his microphone is on, right? This girl, you see her at the side of the stage, she's, you know, to be honest, she's in that Doc Martin glittery outfit I'm talking about. She's ready to, like, belt it, brings the mic up, and over the PA, all you hear is Pyrrha go, H2O! Bearing in mind, she then immediately storms off stage. She goes, who the fuck was that? And that old man didn't say anything. Pyrrha holding the microphone goes,
I put it behind my back.
Behind his back. And she was like, who was it? And me and Pyrrha were still there.
I was shaking my head. I was going, I was looking down in the wings thinking, can't believe someone, the audacity of doing that, man's crazy.
I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
It was hilarious.
Wild. Yeah, hilarious. Yeah.
That's why I now, if you ever notice I'm hosting anything like that, I put the mic down until I'm ready to go on stage. Because I'm like, I will. In the moment, I just got a bit hype and just thought, I'll sing it.
Last quick story. We were at a huge festival. Mm. This was back in the day when we used to do our Transformer set that we won BGT with. Yeah? Yes.
When we make a Transformer, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We won BGT with, and then we start the set by making a big human Transformer where I've got someone around my waist, someone on my, two people on each leg, and then someone sitting on my shoulders. Yeah?
So when you describe like that, it actually is
So there's like a lot of body weight going through me, right? So we do it, we make the Transformer, then it goes diversity, transform, then it says forward march, and we walk, come out of it, woo, big moment dance. Right, we make the Transformer, Sam's on my shoulders. Just before it says march, the music cuts out. Music cuts out, the whole audience, right? There's thousands of people looking up. I say, do you know what? I'm holding firm. I'm not breaking character. I'm not breaking formation. I'm here thinking it will restart. 30 seconds passes, nothing restarts. Then the music actually restarts, but from the very beginning, where there's a whole voiceover of Optimus Prime saying, in a world where we're in the cube. So I'm there, right? Minute 45 later, with four people on me, it finally says forward march. We do the move.
Barely walk.
I can barely walk. Everyone gets off me. I've then got an 8-minute set to do. And I've got no energy in my quads. That must be the worst I've ever danced.
Who's it more embarrassing for? You in the middle holding the weight or Sam on your shoulders?
I think it might be. Because you then suddenly go, been set up here for a while.
A grown man on a grown man's
shoulders. Well, let's not forget, wasn't there someone else who goes through and has their legs wrapped around your waist?
Yeah. So and Ash is in the middle catching a wine.
Yeah. Ash is there going...
Oh, it's a Transformers.
That is awful.
We've got some horror stories. Like we said, they're sick. We've had some sick moments at festivals. The crowds are always sick, but we've had some disastrous moments.
Let's do this then. Let's get to the Would You Rather. Because we've established, personally, going to a festival, camping out, staying there, no showers, the bottle of pee flying, watching action not particularly fond of, or watching some DJ player set off his phone, if it's got battery, you know, just like that kind of vibe, yeah? So go to something like that every single day for the entire summer. Mm-hmm. You've got to go to a festival like that every single day. Or have that one day again where everything went wrong. So I'm talking coach getting stuck in the mud, music restarting, Ash, you know, nearly getting arrested for shouting and, you know, making someone apologise who had nothing to do with it. Like, I'm talking an awful, awful performance day for us. Mm-hmm. So be on that side of it, or festival every single day. What are you going for?
What, just experience the festival?
Go to a festival every single day.
I think that's easy.
What you do?
You just go to a festival if that's the case.
Every day?
No, I think the stakes need to be higher. I think you need to perform at the festival on your own.
Yeah, let's up the stakes.
I don't think that's... I think going to a festival, you're technically, because you can do a festival however you want. Do you know what I mean? You could do it cleaner. You could not get drunk and you're not hungover every day.
What's wrong with you, Robert? No problem. Let's change it.
Yeah. No.
Let's do a better one.
I'm up in the stage.
2 months in, I'm getting mugged off.
You've got to go on stage and perform a song of your choice, but it's not a joke. Right. It's not a joke at all. You can't go on there and just like act.
You've got to perform. What's it going to be?
Yeah, right, fine. I've got to really go for it.
You've got to perform I Believe I Can Fly.
I did love that song as a kid.
Yeah,
and you've got to perform. Oh, what would you? What would you do?
What's that song? My Net.
Why is that the first song that comes into your head?
I don't know,
bro. You're a weird dude. Do you know that? You're a weird.
People think it's me, but it's not.
Yeah, it's you, man.
No, I was just thinking that would be the most embarrassing song to sing. That's all.
Fine, we'll commit to that then.
Okay.
Or you got to sing that. Song?
Is it called My Neck, My Back? Or is it called
just My Neck?
It's called My Neck.
Well, it's not called My Back.
No, is it called My Neck, My Back?
One quick Google.
If it's called My Neck, that's just ruined the song for me.
Oh, it's called My Neck, comma, My Back, brackets, Lick It.
Sick.
All right, so I'm singing I Believe I Can Fly. You're singing... Oh,
sorry.
Do you know what? Oh, fuck it. I'm leaving. I'm leaving this week. My own
sorry,
got
sorry,
replaced
sorry.
And now I can't get flipping word
sorry,
in.
Go.
Six older.
Someone else carry on.
What am I George, singing? You can do this. Come on. Don't show
what
off.
What am I singing? He's throwing a tantrum.
Wait, put your toys back. Come on.
Okay, so we go one disastrous day. Everything goes wrong, or you go on stage and you sing
your
with
heart
purpose.
Out. Yeah.
What are we choosing?
What are you doing, Jude? Come on, Jude.
Disastrous day, everything goes wrong, like today, for example. Yep, that's what I'm picking.
Disastrous really? Day? Yeah. You're not singing I Believe I Can Fly?
No. Think about, your songs are quite embarrassing. My song's going to get me cancelled. So, I'm definitely not doing that.
You're choosing that in this day and age.
Yeah, in this day and age. Yeah, exactly. Not a good song to be singing out loud. Do you know what I mean? I step on a belt that out for being serious as well. And I was going, thank you, I walk off. I'm walking off into handcuffs. I'm like, no, you're all right. I'm done.
You sing it. Oh, that vision. Low Smoke. You there.
Yeah, open shirt.
Okay, we get it. So, absolutely, they go wrong. What are you doing?
I'm singing.
I cannot sing My Neck, My Brack, open brackets, Lick It, close brackets.
What is My Neck, My Brack? What is that song?
I can't sing
My Neck, My Brack.
My Brack. I'm not singing My Neck, My Back.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Honestly, man.
Neck, my back.
So you're having just everything go wrong?
I'm having everything go wrong.
On one out again, Perry.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'll stand by it.
Absolutely.
Moving on, Frank.
Everybody interrogates.
Dun, dun, dun. Are we interrogating Ash this week?
We are.
Right. Well, you know the deal. Five would you rathers, quick fire, no time to think. Let's find out who you really are. Would you rather sleep in a bed that whispers mildly insulting things throughout the night, or have your phone play a recording of you sleep talking once a day when you're in public?
The phone player.
Okay. Would you rather participate in the Hunger Games or Squid Game?
That's hard. Quick.
Hunger Games.
Would you rather have a narrator narrating everything you do in a dramatic movie trailer voice, or a singer sing dramatic music based on your emotions?
A narrator.
Cool. Would you rather be blocked or just ignored?
Blocked.
Would you rather be filmed whilst lost on an e-bike in South London like Simon Cowell, or be filmed while souvenir shopping in Magaluf like Kanye?
Oh, souvenir shopping?
Yep.
Okay. You picked Hunger Games over Squid Game.
Every single day.
Yeah, what about the prize pot?
What do you mean?
The prize pot in Squid Game is...
No, bro.
Insane.
No, but I think it translates to about £4 million quid, I think. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, but
a lot
of money. It don't matter if you're dead. I'm trying to say the chances of dying in Squid Game, I think, are higher. Going into Hunger Games, at least you can fight to survive. In Squid Game, it's all luck. Imagine me trying to cut out that cookie umbrella.
Yeah, you're...
I'm way too heavy-handed. I'll be like...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know what Squid Game you're watching. Back to
the hub version.
Yeah, your server doesn't support this. Right.
I'm not letting this rumor circulate, right? That's not why my browser was faulty. And I was saying I'm heavy-handed with a biscuit. I wasn't.
Whoa, okay. That's a statement. Yeah, that's the title of this week's episode.
Heavy-handed with the biscuit.
Very much.
Do I remember rightly, Pell, but you were quite obsessed with Hunger Games, right?
I love Hunger Games.
Couldn't you do the whistle?
Thank you very much.
That is lit.
Thank you very much.
Can you do it, George?
No, I can't.
Go on, try, George.
I can't whistle.
What are you doing with your tongue?
He told me to put my tongue on the back of my teeth.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Is that right?
Well.
Yeah, well, they gradually get worse.
I'll take one.
So we know.
Hunger Games. Do you have a partner in Hunger Games?
Yeah. You do, but eventually, technically, you're just going to fall in love with them at the end.
Don't you both like eat the berries and then like...
Yeah, but that's a one-time
film.
One-time
film.
Yeah, fine, fair enough. Hunger Games.
To President Snow!
Yeah.
Hunger Games, definitely.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why.
Nice. Yeah, neither do I, but...
There's one reference in that film I love.
Blocked or ignored? You said...
Blocked.
Blocked.
100%.
Oh, no, I'd rather just be ignored, man. Because then if you're just ignored, when you see them in real life, we can all just act like you're not just ignored. Me. If you're going out your way to block me, then it's really awkward.
Yeah, I'd rather know. I'd rather know, okay, cool, that's someone that I'm blocked with. So then you don't talk, fine.
Right.
The ignored thing. You know, the sort of like, oh, I'm being ignored. Oh, I hate all that nonsense. Just block,
yeah, because it's just drama,
just block,
isn't it?
Just block me.
That was the start of my relationship.
What, you got blocked?
What do you mean?
No, I got ignored. Nay, she stood me up six times.
Six?
Yeah. She stood me up six times. Yeah. I mean, she tells me now it's because she felt really nervous, but I think I had more reason to be nervous, you know, meeting up with someone who's, you know, ghosted me six times. It's quite embarrassing.
Think it was a sign?
Maybe.
Whoa. I thought you meant sort of like aired your texts. You mean arranged an event, like arranged a moment.
Yeah, I'm talking like, let's say right now, I'm sitting there like, man, I've really got to leave this podcast on time because I'm going to go pick her up for a date. So like I would leave and then I'd like text her and be like, on my way, read, no reply. And I'd be like, okay, let me call and be like, call her. Like, wouldn't answer another text. We're like, right, so am I picking you up? Are we still on? And then we just air me. And then we'd like be like, and then just be like posting on social media.
That is persistence.
Yeah. Oh, like, my that God. Gives stalker energy from okay, you.
Yeah, you stuck stalking. That one out.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I did.
You fancy someone so much.
Persistent. That's a good thing. That's a good trait. Times.
What, persistence?
What?
Yeah, it's a good trait to
being
have.
Being stood up six times.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Happily married now, three kids.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yes, I am. Stop spreading this rumour.
Yeah, do you know recently I've really been trying to spread the rumour that he's just in an unhappy marriage.
Yeah, he keeps doing it.
No negative vibes.
No negative vibes.
Which is exactly why I didn't go for the bid.
Yeah, the mildly insulting things.
No.
You picked the play out, you sleep talking. You strike me as someone who would say some weird stuff when you sleep talk.
Well, you've been around me when I've been sleeping on the tour bus a lot.
To be fair, you're not... Perry's the worst.
Yeah.
Here's a good story.
Here we go.
Perry. I remember one time we was... driving back, I think he might have been from like doing Kiss, doing our radio show, whatever it was.
He's clearly tired.
He had reason to be tired. Perry's fast asleep, but like a bit restless.
Mm-hmm.
He's leaning against the door and he's like, and he goes, and this is how he woke himself up. Oh, Mr. Tumnus. And that's how he woke up. I went, what the hell are you dreaming about? I don't know, Perry's having an affair with Mr. Tumnus in his sleep.
But no, it wasn't like that, because your mind instantly goes to sexual. I actually remember the dream. It
wasn't sexual. I thought maybe you was being attacked. I wasn't saying you was having sex with Mr. Tumnus. That's not where I went with it.
Fine. No. I thought that's what you was alluding to.
No, I thought you was like, scared of Mr. Tumnus.
Ah, that makes sense. I don't need to explain it then. I don't need to.
No, come on, elaborate.
I remember in my dream, Sam from Diversity was just in really furry boots. I remember thinking, you look like Mr. Tumnus.
I don't know if that's any better, bro.
Really?
If I was you, I would have just left it at Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
You were dreaming about Sam only wearing furry boots.
What?
Why was he only in furry boots?
I don't know. I don't know.
He was naked in furry boots.
Well, Mr. Tumnus only has hair up to his belly button, doesn't he?
This is.
So I think he must have had like really, you know, like thigh-high furry boots. You're right, I've not made it better at all.
No,
I've
not made it better at all. Stop there.
Okay, sorry.
What other ones have you said?
That was it.
Oh, no, narrating everything in a dramatic movie voice. Oh. I think I'd like that. Anyway.
Is can it I hear your own hair? Yeah, can yeah. I hear it?
Because that's pretty sick. Who would you pick?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, okay.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, but after a certain amount of time, I think I'd get a bit jarred.
Yeah.
Well, David Attenborough.
Oh, that's too slow. I need
he scares me, man. I know David Attenborough's like a national treasure.
No negative vibes, yeah?
It's not negative. He does scare me a bit.
No, don't talk negatively about... He's a national treasure.
I love David Attenborough.
Yeah,
in small doses. Do you know what I mean? Like for Blue Planet or whatever it is. Like, I don't need him narrating my life.
So
yeah, just all wispy.
Yeah.
Jordan's on the way.
It's very haunted.
He's got a haunted voice.
Yeah, but it's a calming voice. I wouldn't say haunted. It's calming.
No, after a certain amount of time, though.
It gets haunting.
It's quite haunting.
And we love him. I mean, dead serious, but I just wouldn't want his voice narrating my life.
I'd go for David Attenborough. I think he's good.
I'd go Joe from You.
Oh, I mean, it's a bit creepy.
I wouldn't want to behave like him, but just the way...
Who from where?
Joe from You.
The Netflix show.
You.
It's like one of the biggest.
You sounded like it then. And he goes, you.
What mean? The letter U or like
Y-O-U. You, like, Y-O-U, like you.
Right.
Oh my gosh. That's, I don't know why I just want to punch you in the neck. At like,
why
the, I don't know why.
Why the Wildlands? Don't.
The what?
The Wildlands.
The Wildlands.
The Wildlands. Yeah, thanks for clearing up. Yeah, I do want
to. All right, don't jump on me. Raw, you're shirty today.
What is. Yeah, literally, Nigerian shirty.
Nigerian shirty over there. Yeah, what's wrong? What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
You're just on the wrong side of the tent. What is wrong with you?
My Trangia.
Are you all right?
Okay.
No, let's send him some positive vibes. Let's give him some compliments, really. George, you look great today. I know you bought me the wrong shirt.
Yeah, you're pretty.
But you look great. You're a good guy. You're a great host.
Great dad.
You're a great dad.
Good facial hair.
You're a good facial hair.
Nice teeth.
Nice teeth. And the trim is solid. Mm. I'm proud of you.
Sick. All right, cool. You would rather be filmed shopping in Magaluf, a souvenir shop like Kanye?
Instead of
riding a bike.
Yeah, because I feel like unless you ride a bike well.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just can't ride bikes, can you?
Can you not ride either?
Whoa. Don't loop me into that.
No, I remember you riding a bike. So I remember I used to watch Ash play out with our mate, your mate. And I used to watch you and you guys would all ride your bikes.
Yeah, I've done little ramps and everything.
Yeah, I know you've done a ramp. Fight, yeah. Because you ran me over.
Oh, you was in the way.
Oh, yeah, that works. Sorry, Your Honour. They was in the way. Like, that's the way to get out of it.
You
took the skin off my ankle. Still discoloured.
What do you mean? You were in. You nearly damaged my bike.
I was seven.
You were in the way. That's what you were.
All right, let me clarify what happened.
You want to get involved and you're running, Ash, and right. You run in front of the ramp.
Sorry for wanting to be friends with you and your mates.
You're not my friend, firstly, right? You're my brother. You were seven and you was in the way.
Maybe what happened?
I was out.
You was out with all your mates and you guys said, let's build a ramp. And I was like, oh, that sounds sick.
You got the bricks.
You got the bricks. The wood. You made the ramp.
Yeah.
Now, being seven, someone should have told me, if you stand on the ramp, don't run in a straight line away from it. Run to the side. So he's come hurtling towards this ramp.
Exactly.
And I went, and just ran in a straight line. So he took off on the ramp and just landed on my leg and took the skin off my ankle.
You could have hurt me.
And that's
I've said this before. This is therapy for you two.
Yeah.
No, it is.
But you don't run in the same direction.
I was seven.
Yeah, but you should know that.
You should know that.
I was seven.
I imagine if your kid's done that, you'd be like, right, that's your own fault.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
living you learned.
But back to the original point, I can ride a bike.
I can't.
What do you mean?
Is it because of that? You're scarred from that?
Look, I am physically scarred.
No, you can ride a bike.
No, I can do the thing. You know when you sit on it and you tap, 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 tap and then set your feet up?
Like a trike. No. Like a kid's trike.
That's not riding
tap, 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 lift your feet and then I try and pedal. But I do that thing, you know when I push hard and then I just start tipping to the side. I just don't get it.
Do you know what he said to me once? What? He goes, I can do it slowly for a little while, but I really dream of standing up.
No, when I see people riding a bike standing up, the mechanics make no sense to me. They're just like, push down. I'm like, shit, how'd you do that? The mechanics make no sense to me.
Jude, oh my God.
That should be a would you rather. Let's do that. Like, on an MBE one week, get me to flipping try and ride a bike.
Wait, can you swim?
Not what I can do. The thing that I sort of push off the bottom and just keep pushing off and just floating along.
Yeah, he also said,
you know, I nearly killed Nate.
He said he's just tall enough in every pool, so it looks like
I'm 6'5", so I'm pretty safe in most pools.
You've missed a lot of vital life skills.
Yeah, you know, I nearly killed my wife. The trip we got engaged on, right? We're gonna check it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Very fortunate. Went to the Maldives, proposed out there. Mm-hmm. The next day, they're like, "Do you want to go flipping?" I think it was whale spotting. Right? No, we can try to see some whales, or is it dolphins? One of them. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go see this beautiful aquatic life and all this stuff.
A what?
Aquatic?
Aquatic.
Aquatic, whatever. So they were like, we're going to go scuba diving off from the boat. Do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. They gave me them flippers, yeah? Put the flippers on. Everyone says they're meant to help you swim.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Not me.
What do you mean?
No, I think I was reverse scooping. I was pulling myself under with these flippers. I was literally... They said, hop off the boat. I hopped off the boat with Nay. I don't know how long I was fighting for my life, but when I looked up, that boat was gone. Yeah? And it's just me, Nay. My wife is 5'4". I was clinging onto her back. She had to do that thing, you know, when, like, they lift your chin up and she's swimming backwards and she's holding me up out of the water. I nearly died in the Maldives.
So Nay was...
Nay saved my life.
Nay saved your life.
Nay saved... So that's why I knew I had to marry her.
Yeah.
She saved my life.
So you can't swim.
I can't swim.
And you can't ride a bike.
Can't ride a bike.
Well, you're going to pass down to your kids.
Asthma.
But you're...
Probably asthma. Probably asthma.
But both your kids can ride bikes and swim.
They can ride bikes and swim. Yeah.
So who talked then?
This is mental.
Me and their granddad.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm going to quickly add to this. And this is wholesome, but I did laugh when he told me. He taught Cass, his oldest, to ride a bike while on YouTube. So he had
I get a YouTube tutorial. So and he's like, how'd you do it? And I just turn it down because he's like, you watch it? So I'm like, nah. And I just secretly watch it.
Like, whenever Cass looked at me, he put his phone down. Just like, yeah, that's it. Joel, go back up.
No, but the thing is, it makes sense when you listen to the instructions. I just can't stay up. I just tilt and then I end up just falling off to the
bless,
side.
Bless, Jude, I'm peeing for you, and I'm wondering in a bad mood this week.
I'm gonna learn.
Do you want a hug? Bike.
Not really.
No, come in. No, give you a hug.
No, honestly, I'll punch you in the neck.
No, come here.
No,
come on.
Okay,
go on. Give me a hug.
I've warned him.
Do one hug. One hug. No one hug.
Bring it in.
One. Yeah. Move your mic.
Pell, hold his hands.
No. Give him hands. It's unnecessary.
Just give him one. Give him one hug.
See, look. He won't let me hug.
Why are you so against it?
Jude,
I don't want to
just
hug.
Just give me a hug.
But for what reason? Because he's trying to be endearing.
Just give me a hug.
Right, he's not trying to be endearing.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm trying to be endearing. You can't.
You say you've had a hard week.
I haven't had a hard week. I was fine until you lot took the mick out of my shirt and told me I can't ride a bike.
No.
And then told me I've got no life skills. Jude. And then asked me what I'm passing down to my children. It's you two. I was fine.
Asthma. We know what that is.
Okay, see, asthma.
Yeah.
Just give me a hug.
I'm fine.
Let me give you a hug. I don't want a hug.
All right, so we got a Would You Rather from one of our amazing listeners, Elvira. And Jude, this is directly to you.
Oh, okay, nice. Go on.
So, would you... Oh, gosh.
Specific.
I am very interested in hearing what you say to this one. Jude, would you rather forget Nay's birthday every year or your wedding anniversary every year?
Oh, she'll hate me either one. Sorry. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, but does one hold a bit more weight?
To Nay?
Yeah, because she's into celebrations. And
she's
into
celebrations.
And not necessarily like doing something, but just like, I imagine if you forgot, she'd hold it against you for a while.
Well, if I forgot the wedding anniversary, I'm not trying to loophole it here because, you know, like, so this year, me and Nay would have been married 3 years, but we would have been together 10 years. I'm personally of the opinion of once you get married, that's just the one you celebrate.
The marriage?
That's the only date you celebrate because we're married.
Yeah, as opposed to...
When you, so let's say...
Oh, when you met, like you're...
When you met, like when we first... You know, like if you...
When you get official.
But you and Jess would say, oh, we've been together 2 years now.
Yes.
Yeah, for me, that goes out the window. Now you just celebrate the marriage one.
It transfers.
But like, yeah, we've been married 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Nay wants to celebrate both.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
How close are they two?
Within a month of each other.
Do you not just on the day, would you not just be like on the day of your, when you got together, just be like, hey, 10 years now. And then when it gets to the wedding, you do something nice.
Yeah, no, 100%.
How would she feel about that?
Yeah, no. Of course, she'd be along it, but I know that Nay's quite. She let's go for a meal on both of them.
Yeah,
like she'd like to celebrate both. And to be fair, I actually am kind of up because 10 years is a big one. I think once you move on from that, you just probably stick to the wedding one. But forgetting her birthday, forgetting the anniversary, I feel like forgetting your anniversary, is it more common? I don't know what's more common.
I think so.
I think forgetting someone's birthday feels a bit more personal because it's about them. It's their day.
But listen to this, right? If you forget a birthday, because it's not such a personal thing, people can remind you.
Still
you can low-key get wind of it. Or she can still feel celebrated and you can just be like, oh, yeah, turn up to the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas the wedding anniversary is on you.
You made such a good point there. With like the birthday one, at least other people are there. So, mate.
Come on.
No, I know. Nubbing Nay, I'm going to say forget anniversary.
Right,
because the birthday is such a personal one, it is about her.
Fair enough.
I know. I think she'd really want me to remember.
Said, you are toast either way.
Either way, I'm done.
Talking about listeners and good questions and good comments and just good input brings me so nicely onto this episode's MBE. So
yes.
Let's do the official intro. It is time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end. Here we go.
Nice.
But this time we're going to do it a little bit differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a quick MBE catch up, right? We've had awful drinks. We've had awful foods.
Yep.
We've had exotic animals in the room.
Yeah.
We've had tattoos. We've had
Let's slow down on that one. You always seem to want to skirt around that.
No. This is what I want to bring up, right? You put a lot of weight on this tattoo, right?
Yeah, because I'm tattooed.
I saw a poll, actually. I don't think you've had the worst one.
I have had the worst one. I saw the poll. And do you know who voted for themselves as having the worst MBEs? Perry. You voted for himself.
Did I?
You voted for yourself. Yes.
I think you've got off lightly. But either way, right, what I think we should do is I think we should randomise it. I don't think we should be picking them for each other anymore. The MBE, it's got to stay, right?
Okay.
But we are going to do it a little bit differently. So what I've got here, we have a wheel here with our faces on that sounds like this when you spin it. That is
nice.
The sound of the wheel. Now, That just landed on Jewel. So when we do that, don't worry, that's not this week's one. So when we do an MBE from now on, what we are going to do is we are going to decide who does the MBE
by spinning the wheel.
And once we've spun the wheel, we are going to randomly select two choices from this box in my hand. I've got this box that seems like a mix of green, blue, pink, whatever. It's a multicoloured box for people that can't see it.
That looks like a birthday box from Clinton's, and we've reused that. So that's fine.
Sort of birthday coloured box has got a few suggestions in. So we spin the wheel, we randomly select who's doing it. Mm-hmm. That person then randomly selects two choices.
And then it's the would you rather.
And that is how we do, and it's would you rather do choice
that
one
feels fair.
Or choice two.
Wait, hang on.
I like that.
No, because we did me, Pell, Ash. Me, Pell, Ash. Episode 7, back to me, started the cycle again.
Yeah.
So hang on, now it gets closer to you two. Now we're randomising.
Right, so we're going
to
move on.
Stop. Last week I did smelling salts. I know you blew my head off.
You take that pill. Sorry, Joel, we're moving on. So what we're going to do...
And then you ask why I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, sweet. So what we're going to do, guys, and for those of you that don't know, for what we do for our massive big end every single week is we essentially have to choose between two things that we don't want to do.
Yep.
But... what I thought was really nice about the suggestions in this box is there are some things that we might actually want to do.
That nice stuff.
Oh,
there's
nice.
Some nice stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, so just in case.
And can people get involved too? So
exactly.
Can we get suggestions for that?
And there's also some awful stuff in here. So what we want you guys to do is send in, literally you can DM us, comments, whatever, send in all of your would you rathers. You can choose to be really nice. You can choose to be really horrible. It is up to you. But let me give you a little example of what we and the producers have put in this box so far. The first one is tattoo.
Yes! One of you is getting it.
Tattoo is in there.
Okay.
My gosh.
All right.
Let me give you another example really quick. So let's say, for example, I was picking, I would have tattoo or, call someone in your phone and compliment them for 60 seconds.
Nice.
So that's nice, but that's also really awkward.
Yeah, nice, but awkward. So we've got a selection of ranging from really catastrophic to actually not too bad. It's all random. It's all in the box. We want to add all of yours
mixed
to
up,
it.
Please.
So send them in. And the last detail is that what we're going to do is pick this week.
Yeah.
And we will carry out the MBE
next week.
On next week's episode.
What a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger it is. So here we go. We're about to decide.
Why is he spinning it?
Because I'm in the middle.
No, I don't care.
What
I don't
do you mean?
Want you spinning it.
So, well, who's more trustworthy? It's nothing to do with that. It's a randomised
Okay,
object.
Guys, I promise you now. I'm just saying this right
yes.
now.
What?
After last week, if this lands on me,
yes.
I'm going to lose.
It's random. Wait there, Pell. I can't see it. Can you... There you go.
How's that for you?
I can see it. Right, Pell.
Team. Brothers.
Brothers.
Are we ready?
For the first time, spin the wheel. Who is it?
Ashley Banjo is taking on next week's MBE. The first part of this is now complete. You're now holding the magical box with the would you rathers.
I was
shut your mouth and pick your two.
I was convinced
shut
it was going to be me.
Your
I'm
mouth.
Also going to hold the box.
No, 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 no.
Yes, we are.
It feels good.
I'm going to hold the box. I'm going to shuffle them up.
Shuffle them up.
Oh my God.
And I'm going
to. Right, you need to calm down, yeah?
Oh, this is so good.
Whatever happens, you've still got a scar on your ankle, right?
Oh, you... Pick one.
Ash, pick you're one. Not looking in the box. Hand over the top.
Gosh.
I hate this podcast.
Yeah. What's your first one, baby?
Can I think of two at the same
you got
time?
One. You've got one.
You got
you've
one. Got one. Oh, open it.
First, would you rather?
Open it.
This is horrendous.
What is it?
Tattoo.
Yes!
Oh!
No.
So I have to pick a good one now.
Yeah.
So this is the drama because I'm not getting a tattoo.
You're not.
I'm not.
Go on, pick one.
Hell, don't you cheat. I feel like you.
I'm not cheating. I'm just making sure that. I'm making sure they're all folded.
God.
Oh, Jordan is so happy right now.
Oh my God.
What a turn of emotions.
No, I can't.
I'm going to move now. Thank you. Not the hug didn't do it, but this did.
Here
Pell,
we go.
You better not be cheating.
Here we go.
He's got it.
Right, so I have, would I rather get a tattoo or... Oh, thank you.
What is it? What is it?
Eat a food of your choice.
No! Yes! No way!
Oh, so tattoo goes back in the box for another day. I am
Fist.
Over
George
the moon. They'll put tattoo back in the box.
George
Look, just so you all can see it. eat a food of your choice. I'm going to have the nicest meal next week on this pod. It's going to be beautiful.
There's beauty in this. I like this. There was a lot of jeopardy. Look at the flip of Jude.
So on that note, we are going to wrap this week's episode and say thank you for all of you for tuning again. Thank you for all of our old listeners. Thank you to all of our new listeners. We love you lot. And don't forget to have a listen for next week's ep to see me eating a feud. To see or hear me eating a food of my choice and also hopefully spinning the wheel and getting Jordan to do next week's.
And remember, get your would-you-rathers in.
Get your would-you-rathers in.
As many as we possibly can. See you next time.
Yes.
Cheers, guys.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.